This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Rutan Show. Brad Young sitting in today. And what we all need is our sports therapist, Frank Cusimano, sports director, KSDK Channel 5. Help us out here, Frank. We need some therapy.
Please.
Yeah, you guys aren't paying me enough to do this. I'll say this. Is if I tell you, like, before the series that your goaltender is going to really outplay their goaltender. Your 5-on-5 team is going to score 9 more goals than their 5-on-5 team, and you're going to lead by 2 goals with under 2 minutes to go in Game 7. You're going to say, we won the series. And somehow yet, they've lost the series. And, you know, I tell you, Blues fans, if you watch closely, what we saw last night wasn't much different than what we've seen all season. It's the 13th time that the opposition, when they pulled their goalie, has scored a goal. That's the most in the NHL. They were tied with Toronto, now 2 more in the postseason. It's absolutely insane what we saw last night.
It was, and at least, again, you're the expert here. My question is, and of course it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, mixing my metaphors, but at some point during that third period, the Blues switched from being that aggressive wolf pack to going into a prevent defense, if I can use that term. Mm-hmm. Was that a mistake from your perspective?
Well, yeah, and I don't know if they intentionally just tried to play not to lose. I do think this is Winnipeg won the President's Trophy and had the most points in the National Hockey League for a reason. They're really talented. And they got 20 more shots, actually 20 plus more shots than the Blues from the first period on. I mean, they look quicker, faster. And I'm not saying the Blues ran out of gas, but Winnipeg, I think most people would agree, has more talent at this stage of the organizations. But gosh, and I know, Brad, you asked me for most painful moments in St. Louis sports history. Would you like to hear my listing?
Yeah, because we were talking about that here in studio, and I wanted to see where you would rank this in terms of the most painful or the worst moments in sports history. You're the historian, Frank. How would you place this?
Well, it's on the Mount Rushmore, and I think we have a variety of sports that are represented in this Final Four. So we have, for basketball fans, 1995, Mizzou about to shock the world and beat UCLA,
yes,
and Tyus Edney goes the length of the floor. Mm-hmm. That is on the list. Don Denkinger blowing the call in Game 6 of the World Series. The Cardinals would have 12 world championships if it weren't for that moment by Don Denkinger. Now, they got drilled in Game 7, but still, that moment. That's number 2. No particular order. This, we're talking about 4. And then Super Bowl 36, when the Rams are about a 16-point favorite and should have pounded the Patriots, and Adam Vinatieri hits a 50-yarder at the buzzer. And then you throw in last night scoring with 2.2 seconds. That's our Mount Rushmore of worst moments in sports history in our area.
Ugh, if I was depressed before, Frank, then you really helped me out there, just reminding me of all the pain that we have endured here in St. Louis. But we're very fortunate as well, and I think fans are feeling it right now, but I think the longer that, you know, they have to kind of sit through this and process it, they're going to be able to look at this and recognize how far this team came this season and how well they have set themselves up for the future in the upcoming years. The Stanley Cup window is nearing its opening, I think, again, in St. Louis. Would you agree?
Yes, I like the optimistic side of you, Ethan. That's very good. Because in December, there was real conversation about, hey, I wonder if the Blues could actually get the first pick in the draft. 3 weeks before the trade deadline, hey, the Blues have to tank. They got to think about the future. And then presto, a 12-game win streak. Then 15 straight victories at home. And the incredible young talent. I mean, look, we didn't have Dylan Holloway in this series. He may be their best player next season. Jimmy Snuggerud, you know what Kelly Chase told me today? Kelly Chase is watching a game with Brett Hall, a postseason game, and he says, I got to tell you something. I'm not saying this Jimmy Snuggerud's going to score 700 goals like you, Brett, but he has the best shot in a Blues uniform since you, Brett. So that's a good look at our future.
Wow.
Well, Frank, thank you for our therapy session. You can send me a bill for that, but I do have to conclude with this. You, my friend, are the George Washington on the Mount Rushmore of sports reporters in St. Louis. Thank you so much for helping us out today here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good to be with you guys. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Frank.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series, where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.